Jamie frantically shook his head.
We don't know that for sure. Why did you kill him? You could have just wounded him. You didn't have to stab him in the throat.
We killed him, Martin snapped.
I was trying to help you. He was strangling you.
Both of you, shut up. I stepped between them and the body, hoping they'd focus on me instead. We have to get the police and tell them what happened. This man's dead.
He's no man.
We have to.
I'm not going to prison.
We're minors, and it was self-defense. Nobody's going to prison.
A point of order. Mungo gave a languid wave to allow it. Even if we accept this preposterous picture of African slaves holidaying in some benevolent paradise, this gentleman is rather coy about how those persons came to be in his country. Will he admit that the slave trade is nothing but a trade in human suffering? Or will he try to convince us that millions of Africans took a pleasure cruise to America to enjoy the benefits of the climate?
Why, she whispered, why can't I sing that song? The kids down at Crespin's Landing sing it. And John said,
never you mind about what John said. God in heaven, as if my cross wasn't hard enough to bear without my own children, his own children, mocking me with it. Now hush.
Where's Dad?
Hush, hush.
But why won't you tell? John knows.
Hush! You hush your mouth this minute!
What the fuck, Maddie? You were going to blind me with your antiperspirant? Why don't you have actual mace? I hand a can of spray back to her, satisfied it's not going to do shit to me.
I don't usually have weird stalkers following me home, she says,
spinning on her heels and walking a little faster. I match her pace, strolling beside her. Maybe I should follow you home more often, if you really think you can defend yourself with a can of antiperspirant, I ask.
It would have been worth trying,